Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, I was wrong last week. For those of you who weren't here last week, we talked a little bit about rules of the road and driving, and in particular, turn signals. And I made the comment that almost whatever state you go to, the rules of the road are all the same. I was wrong. They're so different that I couldn't even remember them, so I made sure I had them written down. So, in Arkansas, it is illegal to blow your horn after 9 p.m. in any area where ice-cold beverages or sandwiches are being served. In Denver, it's illegal to drive a black car on Sundays. And who here's from Minneapolis? Lake Street? You familiar with it? Well, if you own a red car, you're not allowed to drive on Lake Street. I'm not making this stuff up. In Tennessee, and this is a fairly common one at the beginning, it's illegal to shoot any animal out of a car. You can't go hunting out of your car. Unless in Tennessee you happen to spot a whale. In New Britain, Connecticut, you would never want your house to catch on fire because the fire trucks are not allowed to exceed 25 miles an hour in any circumstance. In Montana, it is illegal to leave a sheep unattended in your vehicle. In Memphis, Tennessee, in New Orleans, if a woman's driving a car, she has to have a man in front of the car waving a red flag. In Pennsylvania, if you're on a country road driving after dark, you're required to stop every 10 minutes and set off a flare rocket to warn the animals that you're coming down the road. And in New Jersey, if you get pulled over, it is illegal to frown at the police officer. So the rules of the road are a bit different depending on where you go. I would imagine some of these rules really don't apply anymore, but you never know. And some of them make sense, like the one in Alaska where they tell you it's illegal to strap your dog to the top of the car. Which makes you wonder why they'd say that. So obviously somebody had done that at some point in time. But the rules of the road are there to give us a little bit of direction and guidance in terms of what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. Because if you just threw everybody into a car and set them off with no concept or understanding of the way you should be driving and how you should be driving, there'd be all kinds of situations and problems that would inevitably occur. Now, back in Jesus' time, I don't think the rules of the road were probably very much the same. Maybe you gave a passing right to a camel or a donkey, and you certainly had to watch where you were walking from time to time, because if you've ever been to a zoo and seen what a camel can do, you do want to steer clear. But Jesus gave some ideas in terms of what needed to take place and what needs to take place in terms of the rules of the road being one of his followers. First rule is what? Follow me. Started from the very beginning in terms of that band of disciples he got together, the call was, hey, follow me. Put down what you're doing, come and see what's going to take place, follow me. And so they did. Set their lives aside, changed their idea of what they're doing to be able to follow Jesus. In a way, it's pretty much why you're all here. This is a little bit about following Jesus, following exactly what He might lay out for us, following Him in terms of the ministry He placed before us, His words of guidance, the things that we're supposed to do, the things we're supposed to try to avoid, to be able to get a better understanding of how God might work within our lives. But the big one is the come and see. Because in that directive, what we find is an understanding of everything that can take place within that world that God has placed before us. Come and see. Come and experience what's going on. Open your hearts and your minds to be able to see exactly what it is that God might lay out for you. Come and see and understand God's presence within your lives. Now, when we talk about the whole understanding of what took place with the disciples, and we try to look at it from our perspective, it's a little bit difficult because we don't have that person of Jesus there in front of us saying, okay, this way, come on guys, this is what we're doing. But what we do have is that presence of Jesus in our lives. Not in a physical form necessarily, and that we would recognize right away, but that presence alive within the context of our lives and the people we encounter. Think about the times in your life, the things have taken place that make you scratch your head and wonder how that would ever be possible. Think of those things that occur within the world that you say, well, that seemed like kind of a miracle to me. Those experiences that we have where we find ourselves filled with this presence of God because of the people we encounter through a bunch of different experiences. Because I would hold to you that God is present, Christ is present in the lives of the people that we encounter. That you can have that experience of being in Christ's presence through conversations we hold with one another, through experiences and love that we share together, through the whole idea of just being one in a gathered community. There we find the presence of God, the presence of Christ. There we come and see. But in today's gospel lesson, the come and see wasn't something that Jesus said, was it? But rather, it was spoken by one of the disciples. The come and see is really one of those rules of the road that Jesus lays out for us. That we are the ones not only invited to come and see, but we're the ones who are called upon to see that others can join us in this experience, to be able to come and see. It's called evangelism. Raise your hand if you've ever been on an evangelism team. Wow. So what did you say, about 10%? Maybe. Why don't people want to do that? Why is it that you don't see everybody saying, oh yeah, I was part of the evangelism team, or I am part of the evangelism team of this church? Because the reality is, you are all part of the evangelism team. You are the people that walk out of this place to allow the world to know what exactly takes place at Living Water Lutheran Church. You are the people that are supposed to raise your arms up as you encounter people and say, come and see. Because you know, the funny thing is, when we're excited about something, we want to show people what it is. You get a new car, you get a new house, hey, come and see. You have a babysitter come in. You say, hey, come and see the cool stuff I have in my room. You have an experience that you've created something. You invite people to come and see. Understand what my world is about. Understand what I'm so excited about. Understand why this is such a neat thing within my life. I want you to share. I want to share it with you. I want you to come and see. How many times have you invited somebody to church? On a regular basis. How many times have you said, hey, come and see. This is a great, wonderful place. Well, It's test time. I got something to give you. I had calling cards made up for this place. Tells about the church. Tells about the website. Gives the address, the phone number, the worship times. It is an invitation to come and see. And I would say it's a fairly safe bet that almost all of you are going to engage another human being in conversation over the next 6 days. And you can pull this card out. And you can hand it to a person and say, "This is where I go to church. Come and see. Thank you." Or you can say, "I got this really stupid new pastor who's forcing me to do this. So can you take this card and I can say that I did what he asked me to do?" But you see, Jesus wasn't the one saying, "Come and see." It was the people who understood the relationship they held with Christ. It was the individuals who saw what was going on and knew and understood that this was something special, something that needed to be shared, something that the world needed to be able to see. And they understood that the only way to have that happen was simply to invite people to come and see. And so that's the challenge that is set out there before you, members of the evangelism team of Living Water Lutheran Church. Even if you're visiting here, congratulations, you're on the team. Because you see, it is about spreading that word of God. It is about people understanding exactly what that love of Christ is that is so much part of our lives. It is allowing people to see and understand who we are and the core of things that makes us so important that we have centered our lives around Christ to get ourselves up in the morning to be able to come here, to be able to give thanks to God and share in that love that God has placed within our lives. And if it's valuable enough, if it is something that really matters to you, then by all means, invite others to come and see. Come and see why God has made my life what it is today. Come and see how God has blessed me with His love. Come and see how Christ has given His life for my sake. Most of all, just come and see. And you can understand why this is so great. We give thanks to God that we have the ability to share together His love and His grace and His forgiveness. We're really called to let others know. So tell them. Come and see. Amen.